الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, thank Almighty God Allah for life and breath again to be able to enjoy another Jummah prayer service. Some of you may have heard by now, so within 25 minutes we're going to get a great treat. We're going to hear the voice of our leading teacher, the Honorable Wallace B. Muhammad, via telephone hookup. So if you can stay, it's going to come on approximately 1 o'clock, and he's going to conduct the Jummah prayer service in Chicago. So, as you know, when Honorable Wallace B. Muhammad teaches, I don't usually say too much, right? Same today. I just want to say a few words and then we're going to go into our prayer service. So if I was you, as soon as we have this prayer, you run on the phone and kind of call some of your bosses up and ask them, you know, or whatever, however you want to do it. This is the second surah, 233rd verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. The mothers shall give suck to their offspring for 2 whole years, if the father desires to complete the term. But he shall bear the cost of their food and clothing on equitable terms. No soul shall have a burden laid on it greater than it can bear. No mother shall be treated unfairly on account of her child, nor father on account of his child. An heir shall be chargeable in the same way. If they both decide on weaning by mutual consent and after due consultation, there is no blame on them. If you decide on a foster mother for your offspring, there is no blame on you, provided you pay the mother what she offered on equitable terms. But fear God and know that God sees well with what you do. Brothers and sisters, we've heard a lot about breastfeeding. And of course, as you know, in this world, it's not, most women are not looked upon favorably who breastfeed their children. But quite naturally, we know, according to our religion, it's good that a mother breastfeeds her baby. This is a natural teaching. If you notice, the Holy Quran is giving an order to the mothers. The mothers shall give suck to their offspring for 2 whole years. Not only tells the mother that she should do it, but it tells the mother the length of time. Notice, Allah didn't give the revelation to the baby. Allah didn't tell the children to breastfeed for 2 years. Allah told a higher authority. Quite naturally, the children don't know how long they should breastfeed. If it's up to the child may want to breastfeed 4 or 5 years old, maybe 12 years old, maybe 50 years old. And sometimes we have that in the world today. Men 50 years old breastfeed on their mothers. You'd be surprised. This is true. And the mother allows it. Any mother who breastfeed her baby for 50 years, she's got a problem. And that big baby's got a problem too. A lot of natural design is for that mother to breastfeed for a period of time. He gives you the time because we go off. We do it too soon, too short, or too long. But God gives the best time. You know something about this world, brothers and sisters? This world is good for keeping you dependent upon it. You know sometimes in school, when the teacher's teaching math, he tell you, remember this formula. Whenever you have this type of problem, use this formula and you get the answer. But that's not a good teacher. A good teacher shows you how to develop the formula and when to apply it and when to use it. A good teacher will never have you dependent forever on that teacher. A good teacher gives you the keys and lets you go for yourself. And after a while, you're supposed to develop as good as the teacher or better than the teacher. Natural progression is Allah giving the mother milk in her breast to feed the children. But one day that child grows up, the female child grows up to breastfeed also. Notice something about the mother breastfeeding the child. The food that the mother feeds the child is no different from the food that the mother itself eats. Only the mother gives the food in another form. The mother eats the food and there's a process that goes on within the body and milk is produced. But the milk is produced based upon what the mother eats. Is that right? All right. So, this world has a Bilalian people, especially in this country, America, depending upon the government for handouts. This is no good. We have to learn to be self-sufficient. We have to learn to be independent. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. I want you to keep everything in mind what we just said. I'd like to read now in the 50th surah of the 16th verse. It was we who created man, and we know what dark suggestions his soul makes to him, for we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has told us many times that that jugular vein is that vein which is very close to the human being and sends blood to its brain. The Quran teaches us that Allah is closer to us than anything physical that we can imagine. This shows us that whenever we need Almighty God, Allah, He's right there. There's no physical dimensions and no physical terms we could use to show you how fast Allah comes when we call Him. In fact, before you finish formulating with your mouth or your mind what you need from Allah, Allah is there and with the answer for us. The mother shall breastfeed her baby for 2 years. 2 years studying the wisdom of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Tomorrow marks the second year. After studying his wisdom and looking at it carefully, we're beginning to understand where this food is coming from. A mother shall breastfeed her baby for 2 years. Not more, 2 years. And after breastfeeding the baby for 2 years, by that time the child would have developed its own teeth.
Amen.
And then the mother can feed it the same food that the mother been feeding on all the time. But had to wait for the baby to grow up to get teeth. Now, after the baby comes 2 years old, the mother don't just get rid of it and throw it away. The mother still has to feed it and get the right food for the child. But the child can begin eating some of the same food that the mother herself has been eating. We've been with the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad for 2 years. And he's been breastfeeding us for 2 years, and some of us want him to continue to breastfeed us for another 20 years, another 30 years, and another 40 years. Now, the Wallace D. Muhammad is not a freak. He doesn't like breastfeeding 50-year-old people. We're not freaks also. We don't like the taste of a breast after a long period of time. Do we? All right. said, the third article he ever gave us. He said, because I am first in this resurrection, the second resurrection, you will have to depend on me for some time for this life. He didn't say forever. He didn't say for all time. He said for some time. He said, because I believe in a natural progression. I believe in a lost creation. And I believe that after breastfeeding a child for 2 years, and it's time for that child with his own teeth to go eat some of the same food that I have myself been eating. Brothers and sisters, we're about to hear our chief, and we're about to pray. But the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, a few months ago, told us to form the consensus board. He said that the nation, he said that each mosque, each local mosque, would have autonomy, that is self-government. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad understands what self-government means. He said that no longer will any mosque be forced to take advice from another imam or another mosque, even from Chicago itself. You wouldn't be forced to do it because you understand that people have to grow up. Allah is closer to you than your own jugular vein. Brothers and sisters, we have to begin to appreciate the God within ourselves. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad said recently that he doesn't want you to make him out of a God. He sees that we're doing some of the same things we did to his father. He said he is not God. He's not Allah, and don't make him out of an Elah. Don't make him out of a God. He doesn't want that. He said he's been teaching in Chicago for 2 years. The people in Chicago and people throughout the world community of Islam in the West have begun to depend on the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad so much that they would never make a move without his say-so. Dear Chief Imam, how long should I cook my bean soup? These are the questions that believers are asking the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Every time there's a little minor difficulty in any mosque throughout the country, they send it to the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. This official over here, he didn't do this right. He didn't do this right. But he gave us a consensus board. He gave us a fairness committee. He gave us different committees and told us, work out. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has a world mission. He doesn't have time to sit down and be bogged down with petty things that we ourselves can solve. Understand and appreciate the God within. Now, I know some of you have heard rumors that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has resigned from the world community of Islam in the West. How many have heard that? Raise your hand. Well, that's not true. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad did not resign from the world community of Islam in the West. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is moving away from some of those administrative decisions that he had to always have to make. They said that we're grown up enough, we're old enough to make our own decisions. Understand, appreciate the God within. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Could you move back from that? We can make good enough room. Try to make the line as straight as you can, brothers. Straight. This line is crooked. Let's try to make it as straight as you can, all right? Shoulder to shoulder. نويت أصلي فرات صلاة الجمعة.
الله أكبر.
سبحان الله اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى الله جدك ولا إله غيرك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. رب العالمين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من نجنة وناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Praise in the promises. May Allah bless you and accept our prayers.
About 1:15.
Okay, can I make a few
brothers and sisters?
We want you to be aware that we have the brothers and sisters, may we have your attention a moment, please? May we have your attention for a few moments so that we can give you some necessary information for this weekend. Brothers and sisters, may we have your attention? Okay, first of all, as we all know, tomorrow we will have our brothers and sisters. The treasurer has a couple of announcements to make. We would appreciate it if all talking could stop at this moment and let the brother treasurer make a few announcements, please. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings upon his servant, his messenger Muhammad forever. I mean, there's no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Just to clear up any questions that may be in your mind, tomorrow the festivities at Woody Crest, inclusive of the mini bazaar, the exhibits for the various committees and displays and what have you, will begin at 12 noon for the public. Those who are going to be participating should be there by 9 a.m. to set up for the people when they come in. Tomorrow evening, there will be a dinner, dance, social featuring entertainment and a documentary on the film Muhammad, the Messenger of God, held at the Parkside Towers, Parkside and Nostrand Avenue. Donation, $11 per person. We have tickets available. On Sunday, we will be at Radio City Music Hall. We will have the featured speaker, of course, will be our chief imam, or our imam, W.D. Muhammad. And doors will open at 11 a.m. And as an additional note, we have the tapes that we promised that we would make every effort to get, the three tapes, the convocation, featuring Chief Imam and Reverend Barrett, also the Spiritual Jubilee in Atlanta, and the Need for Leadership by Imam W.D. Muhammad. The 8-tracks will be on sale for $4.50 each, and the cassettes, $3.50 each. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, no.